Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to IRL UK Podcast, the podcast obsessed with real life stories. I'm Rhiannon.
Oh hey, it's me, it's Anna.
So we're in a better mood than when we tried to record this podcast first time round.
Yes.
Because we got 3 minutes in and realised it wasn't really recording.
Yeah, pressed the wrong button on the recording boxy thing, so you're lucky to have us at all, quite honestly.
But we were being miserable, and now I've laughed, and then my bum hurt because I laughed, and then that's made me laugh
but
more.
But explain why your bum hurts, because people are just going to think you've been doing weird stuff to your bum.
Yeah, no, the muscle, basically the top of it, it's basically my lower back has gone funny. From holding a baby.
From having a baby. Yeah. I told you not to have a baby, but you listen? No, you would not.
No.
So we are here for you. Mm. I don't normally do this, but you do it. So we're here
to talk about real life stories, stories in magazines like Chat. Take a break. You normally do this bit.
Oh, shit, you're right. So, yeah, so the kind of things that you would see in those real life magazines, but they're all true stories, and also the things you'd find on the weird news section of the interweb. Mm. You know, lots of things about inappropriate relationships with family members. People that are in love with old grannies, fetishes, people that want to have sex with Ferris wheels, putting
That's
things up your bum bum. I haven't thought about that one for ages, putting things up your bum bum.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of.
That's quite a lot.
That's the jam. That's kind of what we get up to. But you know, if you're here every week.
Yeah. And if you're not, go back to the beginning.
Start from the beginning. What number episode is this one?
I think this is like 120 something.
God, we've been doing this for quite a long time.
Quite a long time.
And I couldn't enjoy it more now than I do back then, or whatever I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
I know what you
mean. I love it just as much now as I did back then. Mm. It's a good excuse to see my good pal Rhiannon every week.
Oh, and you, Anna.
That's all that matters to me.
Soon we'll have to stop when I have to push a human out of me.
It's so selfish.
Selfish.
We mentioned a few weeks ago, we are just going to take a little break while Rhiannon has a baby, just because it's just one less thing for poor Rhiannon to think about. She's got a lot on her plate. She won't be at work, so it'll be, you know, be very, very hard work for us to record.
I might be torn V2A.
Oh, God. She might, but I might be. You don't know that.
That's
I won't
true.
Be. Could happen to any of us any day of the week.
It could happen.
I can't possibly finish what I was saying after that. Anyway, so yeah, we will be taking a little break while Rhiannon just gets used to that thing that they called motherhood.
Mm.
Supposed to be piece of piss.
Yeah, real easy.
Piss easy. And it doesn't last that long either.
No.
Only 18 years.
And then the rest.
Some. Yeah.
I say, yeah, 18 years. I am getting my dad to come and do some wallpapering for me and I'm 33 years old, so.
Yeah, but that's granddad duty. Is
that's
it for the nursery?
True. Yeah.
Oh, then yeah, he's totally meant to be doing that.
Yeah. So, but what I mean is the pain never stops.
Oh,
so
no.
On that note, should we go into some stories?
Yes, please. Do you want to go first? I'm just having a bit of trouble with my telephone. I had to answer you know when you get those stupid, when you have to answer a survey to carry on reading the story? And it was, what football team do you support?
Mm.
And I thought I'd press the thing so Rhiannon could just see me staring at it for ages. And she was like, just pick one. I was like, I'm not fucking making a decision. I'm waiting for it to load. Because she thought I couldn't decide between Sunderland and fucking West Brom and what's that one? That's a funny name, that one.
What,
West
Bromwich Albion.
Yeah, that's
is
it.
Even better.
I couldn't decide between them. I love them both equally. So I don't know what I pressed in the end anyway.
Alright.
So I've answered my survey. I've made my decision. But you
carry
on, you're here now.
This story's from my good friend Joe, and the best thing when it's headline, actually the best thing is the picture, which you guys can't see, but Anna's going to put on the social networks.
You
look
know
at that
I
little
will.
Baby. German police save man from baby squirrel terror.
They can be frightening. And they are bad for you, aren't they?
Yeah.
Dangerous. Like.
So the headline makes it sound really funny. but actually, yeah, they're quite nasty bastards.
Nasty bastards.
But how embarrassing, Anna.
It's not what I'd want to have to be calling the police about, but that's neither here nor there.
German police have come to the rescue of a man being chased by a baby squirrel.
God.
Officers in the southwestern city of Karlsruhe mm-hmm. responded to the call for help and arrived to see the creature still terrorising the caller.
Aww.
The squirrel was taken into custody and then abruptly fell asleep. Which is what that cute picture is of it asleep.
Yeah, well, he's worn himself out, hasn't he?
Poor little bugger.
He's worn himself out.
A police report of the incident say the persistent rodent has become their new mascot and has been dubbed Carl Friedrich. Don't know why.
Why?
Probably funny for them.
Okay.
According to the report, baby Carl Friedrich is being well looked after in an animal rescue centre.
Is he not being punished?
No, because he must be punished. Hella cute.
He must be punished.
The police posted a tweet about the case on Thursday with more photos of the offender. Oh, look at it asleep in some paper towel. Squirrels are known to chase after human beings when in need of food or help.
Oh, he probably just needed help.
Or a bit of attention.
Yeah. All
that. Police spokeswoman Christina Krentz told The Guardian, squirrels that have lost their mothers can focus their attention on one person as a replacement, but it can be pretty scary.
Oh.
She said, determining that the caller was certainly feeling a bit threatened. Squirrel attacks are not always so benign. In July last year, New York authorities warned Prospect Park visitors to avoid an unusually aggressive squirrel that attacked 5 people in 1 week.
Oh, shit.
And a 3-year-old boy in Cornwall was left covered in blood after being bitten by a pack of 6 squirrels. I don't know why I'm laughing.
That is bad. And also the rabies involved in that is bad news.
Straight on your tetanus shot after that.
But he is super cute. Mm.
What is worth bearing in mind is this is a man being saved from a teeny tiny baby.
I mean, that would have been embarrassing. All these like burly policemen turning up and this dweeb. He probably has rabies now, so actually we probably need to lay off him a little
rabies
bit.
Rabies is one of the bad ones, isn't it?
It can be a bad one, yeah, as opposed to what? Ones that aren't so bad.
What? Yeah. Rabies is bad because there's nothing they can really do.
You just keep foaming forever. Foaming around the mouth forever, not...
I want to say forever until your death, which will be soon.
Oh, God. Painful, painful death.
Yeah.
Don't you bleed out your eyes as well?
Oh!
Well, let's make that
are up. Are we thinking of a zombie film now, though?
Oh, do you know what I am? That is what's happened there. Okay, a story from me, obviously.
Imagine if this whole time there was 3 of us
and we then just one wouldn't let day get her.
Someone piped up and he was like, look, my name's Trevor and I want to finally tell
enough.
A story.
Jesus, I come every week with 3 stories and you fuckers won't shut up. Trevor, he sounds all right though.
Yeah.
Drunk whacked penis on woman's car, then did a poo in the street as they sat and ate chips.
What?
Poor
Who
love.
Ate the chips?
The people in the woman's car. A drunk continually whacked his penis against a car. I've just read that. and did a poo on the floor as the women inside the vehicle ate their chips.
John just carried on eating their chips?
Well, they just had to. Starving. John Henson had been on a marathon drinking sesh when he ruined the women's seaside trip to Redcar. Have you ever been there?
Yes, on a geography field trip.
Oh, you really have?
Yeah.
What were you learning about? Longshore drift?
Yes,
it's the only thing I remember. Without warning, he opened his trousers and began whacking his genitals against the car door. Teesside magistrates court heard. The driver called the man a dirty bastard and threw some chips towards him, shut her window and then screamed for her mum, who was a passenger in the car, to do the same. Quick, mum, throw your fucking chips! Prosecutor Rachel Dodsworth said... what's his name? John. I call him John. 44. Continued to wiggle his penis around, then tried to get in the car through the window.
That's actually quite scary. Yeah, and fair play
if
his members like big enough to be thwacking it all over the wing mirrors.
I think it's just sort of near the window.
It.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where do we get to? Panicked, which is reasonable. The women shouted for John to go away and tried to move the car, but they were blocked in. Don't know how.
No.
At this point, he dropped his trousers, turned and bent forward and did a poo in the street near the car.
Oh, my God. What would be the worst bit for you, the penis whacking or the poo?
Poo, definitely.
100%
whack your penis
poo.
Against my car all day if you want. I couldn't care less. But if you take your...
Ow.
Careful, round set of back. The bizarre series of events unfolded at around midday on June 29th, close to John's home at Henson Mews Redcar. Is it Redcar or Redcar?
Redcar.
Redcar. I think I was trying to make it posher than it really was.
I think you were.
The court also heard John shouting that he shouted obscene sexual remarks at the women before he was eventually calmed down. The women, not from the area, said they used to enjoy coming to Redcar for fish and chips, but their idyllic day out was sullied. It's been sullied. You ruined it. In a statement read to the court, one of the victims said, "It was obscene and disgusting. I normally go to Red Car with my grandchildren, but I'm so glad I didn't bring them this time. Oof. The dirty bastards put me right off going to Red Car, and it put me off my dinner."
Another... Is that a real quote, the dirty bastard?
The dirty bastard, yeah. This is a real story, by the way.
I love calling people dirty bastards.
Another witness said, "This was an embarrassment for the town of Red Car." I couldn't agree more.
New low for Red Car.
A probation report prepared... about John said he had been to a nightclub until 4:30 a.m. that morning. Then he carried on drinking alone until 8 a.m. And had took cocaine before going to a friend's house.
We've all been there.
He is disgusted with himself, a probation worker told the court on Tuesday. He says he had a difficult childhood growing up in Gainsborough. Don't blame that though, for putting your penis on a window and having a poop.
The shit in the middle of the streets is
so disgusting.
And the fact they were trying to eat their chips.
No, I feel so sad.
What if
they've
been put off chips for life?
I mean, can you imagine anything worse?
No, I can't.
He said he fully admitted his crimes and showed remorse. District Judge Christina Harrison said, "I'm sure, having heard all of that, you realise how unpleasant your behaviour was towards these women. They found it extremely distressing. And can you blame them, John?"
No, I can't.
He was given an 18-month community order with 6 months supervision and 25 rehabilitation activity days.
Oh.
Activity days sounds all right.
Yeah. Is it like aqua splash? Like,
yeah, I'm hoping it's like archery and stuff like that. That'd be all right, wouldn't it? I wouldn't mind that. So, moral of the story, I always like to give one of those. Don't go to Red Car. Sounds fucking awful.
Oh.
And I'll stand by that. I stand by that.
I'm trying to find... You normally does this. Oh, Bethany Jane sent us this story.
Oh, thanks, Bethany Jane.
This man is pleading people to stop having sex with his hedge.
Oh, I thought you were going to say his head. I mean, it'd be hard for him to comment if he was dead, but you know, like that... Who was that huge serial killer that cut off his mum's head and fucked it?
Oh, yeah. Jeffrey Dahmer.
No, it wasn't him. It was that giant man that was like the main guy on Mindhunter.
Oh, yeah. I can picture him.
Anyway, do you know what? The less we think about people having sex with their mother's necks, the better.
No, look at his classy lady head.
Oh, well, then, I'm not being funny. If you're going to...
It's toppery.
If you're going to make your toppery look like that, then you've got to expect some horny buggers to come and...
I love that he's put... So basically, it's a lady reclining naked.
She's super hot.
With pearls around her neck.
She's super hot.
The pearls aren't leaves. The pearls are pearls.
The pearls are a pearl necklace.
A retired Sheffield art teacher has pleaded with his drunken louts.
They're mine.
To pretending to have sex with his head.
Oh, they're only pretending. I don't really care for this guy's complaint, then.
I don't know if... I don't know. I mean, you say pretend... I don't know. Anyway,
are you having sex with something if you're just... pushing your penis at it?
Yeah.
I guess if it's a hole and you're putting your penis in it, are you having sex with that thing?
Yeah. Like you have sex with like a robot or whatever.
Or car exhaust.
Yeah. Or a car exhaust.
Just off the top of my head.
Pensioner Keith Tisson has been carefully trimming his hedge outside his Georgian terrace home into the shape of a tastefully nude lady.
It is tasteful, I'll give him that.
Since 2005. Uh-huh. I don't think he needs to add the pearls though. It's just... provocative.
No, the pearls are my favourite bit, for sure.
However, the 84-year-old said he's been continually awakened in the early hours of the morning by lowlifes trying to straddle his bush.
Oh, well, yeah, why haven't we done any of those jokes yet?
Bush. Which he's named Gloria.
Gorgeous.
Tyson.
Sure.
No way he says it. Said he has to make regular repairs to the hedge and has now considered putting up a sign to address the issue.
What, to just say, please don't fuck my bush?
Don't fuck my bush.
I mean, that's ridiculous. No one should have to do that.
You get drunks publicly undressing and having fun with her in the middle of the night, said three-dimensional metal designer from Sheffield.
He's a three-dimensional metal designer?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've been awakened many times, mainly by men and sometimes also by women messing about with her and making a lot of hysterical noises.
Oh, no.
About 3 weeks ago, I looked out the window at 4:30 in the morning and there was a man acting like he was shagging her. Oh. Use the word shagging.
And I'll tell you what you should do. You should just plant rose bushes in there so it's prickly.
Oh, yeah.
Just entwine like stuff with thorns, surely.
Surely it's prickly anyway, a bush.
Well, I don't think it would feel as lovely as a woman.
If very strange looking, isn't she, in lots of ways?
I think she's all right.
It's offensive and appalling and is damaging her her figure. Privets don't respond well to being manipulated like that.
I couldn't agree more.
It's changing the shape of her legs and thighs, and it's annoying because I spend a lot of time trying to keep her in good order. I don't particularly want to spend any more time doing it.
I don't know if he actually cares about this poor woman.
I know, poor Gloria.
He should be glad to be spending more time with her.
Tyson came up with the idea of Gloria, who he named after a local sex worker, while teaching at the city's former College of Arts and Crafts.
How did he meet this?
How is it cute?
Sex worker. I don't know, it's just sweet that, you know, I can't remember.
Tyson admitted he was not deeply acquainted with the real Gloria. He said, I started by doing a figure of a monster which was headbutting a lamppost at the end of my garden, but then it developed into this monster defending a maiden. She developed slowly over 2 to 3 years. It was quite fun. The lady came out of my love for visual invention. It's a creative thing I enjoy messing about with. As previously discussed, the artist decided to give Gloria some plastic mock pearl beads to give her a spruce up after her recent ordeals. He said, there were 2 incidents in 1 week and I thought she looked a bit... Oh, no.
What?
Messed about. Ooh. Why does that upset me? It just does sound bad.
Give her a rinse.
So I put the beads...
give her a hosing down.
So I put the beads on her to give her a morale boost.
I don't think this guy is all there.
Yeah. So, yeah. People keep shagging Gloria the Bush.
I think she seems like a classy lady.
Mm.
And if they're interested in Gloria, maybe they should take her out for dinner first.
Yeah.
Some men these days. And some women.
Tinder generation.
Bloody Tinder generation. Righty-tighty, where were we?
Righty-tighty?
Righty-tighty, lefty Lucy.
Okay.
Sorry, I just burped right in the middle of the podcast. So I just took a big glug of tea. Glug O-T.
Does tea make you burp?
Well, just because I took a lot in.
You took it in with a bit of air.
I took it in with too much air, Rhiannon. Mm. Sorry. It's all right when you do it because you've got a baby. But I'm not allowed to do it because I'm a lady. Anyway. Horrified doctors find spider living inside woman's ear after she complained of painful headaches.
Oh.
So bad. Look at this picture.
Oh, I'll never not be sickened by these.
This is a bad, bad idea for everyone. A woman's painful headache was caused by a spider living inside her ear. Stomach-churning footage shows the eight-legged beast crawling out of the woman's head while she was examined by doctors. The woman went to hospital with long-lasting headaches that all started after she fell asleep on her veranda, according to reports. Do you ever think... Sometimes when I get a headache, I'm like, this can't just be a headache. There must be more to this. And then I think, is there a spider in me?
I go to brain tumour before spider.
Oh, yeah, good idea. The patient, identified only as Lakshmi L, also told doctors she had a nagging pain and tingling inside her right ear. Fuck me. When medics at the hospital in Bengaluru, India, investigated, they made the sickening discovery. Oh, God, please, can you just not? Dr. Santosh Shivaswamy said it's rare to see a live spider moving inside someone's ear canal.
Thank God that's rare.
The patient was quoted as saying, I was terrified as I could feel movement of a creature in my ear. My phone's just gone funny. Hang on, wait.
Have you got to say what football team you support again?
Well, I don't know who to pick. The acute earache followed by sharp pain suffocated me. I couldn't think of anything and was petrified when the doctor confirmed presence of a spider in my ear.
So she knew kind of straight away.
Fuck. Well, she said she just fell asleep on a veranda and that's all it took for a spider to turn up.
The word veranda is so, like, I don't know.
I like the veranda. Have you thought about veranda for your baby's name?
No, I've not thought about that.
Have you got any baby
What
names
is a
yet?
Veranda?
It's just a part, like an outside bit of your
Small
house.
Small balcony.
I think, you know, like in America, you know, those houses where they have like a porch swing.
Mm.
I think it's kind of like a big porch, although
fell
I guess...
Fell asleep on the veranda.
The veranda. Mm. I think, anyway. Or it might just be a dirt pile out the front of your shit heap house. I don't know, I haven't decided yet.
Do you think it'd be worse to know there's a spider in there or just have some weird pain, go to the doctor and then find out afterward? I think I'd rather not know.
Well, I think if I was just here now and I knew there was a spider in my head, I think
I'd go
absolutely mad. Yeah. Oh, God. It's my worst nightmare.
Stop picking at your nails.
Sorry. Do you know that you swallow, like, a million spiders every...
I think a million might not be
every year. Every week.
1 million a week.
Every week you swallow a million spiders.
Jesus.
I don't know that for sure.
Is that
but when
I'm putting
you sleep,
on extra pounds.
Might be. That happens when you sleep though. Just loads of them go in. They just all fall in.
I know.
Gross.
Better they go in the mouth though, because then the stomach acid gets them.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah,
I hadn't thought of that.
No.
Not cool, guys. Not cool.
No. That's everything, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I think we've covered off spiders and ears.
Yeah, I'm done with that. Thanks very much. It's made me feel a bit funny.
Unknown naked man apologises after damaging Hawley restaurant, says Surrey Live. I love these kind of stories.
Okay, I'm interested.
A naked man damaged a restaurant in Hawley while suffering an adverse reaction to an unknown substance.
Bullshit. Is he saying that he took something for his hay fever and it sent him round the bend? Please.
Yeah, just had a cold. Night nurse.
Fucking idiot.
Surrey Police, Police's Reigate and Banstead team.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Reigate. Woo. Said officers were called to reports of an unknown naked man found inside someone's flat on Saturday.
Oh.
According to the report, the man stripped off and left his clothes neatly folded outside the flat.
He sounds all right.
Then burst in. Police said thankfully he was located, and even more thankfully he was located fully clothed, but appeared to be having an adverse reaction to an unknown substance of some sort. He also allegedly caused a bit of minor damage to a nearby restaurant in his naked escapades.
Oh, God.
After a short struggle, described by police as a bit of a roll around, the man was brought under control when an officer drew their taser. Oh, I love a taser.
I love to see a naked man tasered. There's nothing I enjoy more than that flapping around.
Oh, God.
The body.
Does it go hard?
I don't know. I meant his whole body. I didn't actually mean his
penis. The penis must go hard when you get tasered.
Do you get an erection when you die? Because don't you poop? I just assume you do both.
Just totally out of the blue.
I don't know.
That's
like
when people want
to
ask a question for ages and then they just say it.
Well, no, I was just thinking, that's what I was thinking of. Because you said, did he get an erection from being tasered?
Tasered, yeah.
If you know about penises and death.
If you've got one.
If you've got one and you've ever died, did you get a
did
erection?
Did you get a boner?
Yeah, but all the blood's a mess and you get rigor mortis, don't you? Do you think that means your dick too? Probably does, doesn't it?
Probably.
Then you do a poop. Oh. Everything just comes out of you.
Stop.
I know, it's a bummer, isn't it?
After a short struggle, described by police, taser. He was subsequently taken to hospital for checks where he was given the all clear. Police said he will now be paying for the damage caused and has apologised / thanked officers.
Oh.
So all's well that ends well, we say.
He sounds all right to me.
Not all's well that ends well, isn't he like...
I think he sounds like a lovely man.
He's caused damage. Imagine you're just in your house watching The Voice on a Saturday night.
The Voice Kids. That's a great show. Kids. One of my favourites.
Have you ever watched an episode of Voice Kids?
Yes.
Have you?
And it was the final. Fuck knows why.
Oh, God.
I don't know why that happened.
And just a naked man. You hear something outside, it's him politely folding his clothes and he bursts into the flat.
I don't mind that section.
Yeah, so I wonder what that unknown substance could be.
I think it might be drugs.
Drugs.
I think it might be hard drugs.
Mm.
I don't think it's... He seems to be making out that he accidentally took something that was totally legal that didn't react well to him, but I'm pretty sure it was drugs.
Drugs. I've never, touch wood, been in a situation where I've suddenly been so out of it, I've just started stripping.
You were about... 85% of the way there when you took those painkillers on the way home from Thailand.
No,
I'd
they
say.
Were anti-inflammatory.
I don't know what the fuck they were, but you did all sorts of weird stuff. I loved it. It was my favourite time. I think we really bonded. Okay, last story of the day. Gang, Ice Gems turned my wife into a monkey. Don't even bother. When concerned friends and family began turning up at Frank Wilkinson's house asking about the whereabouts of wife Janet, he brushed them off with a string of fibs.
What?
But when Janet's...
What's going on here?
Just listen! But when Janet... Not now. But when Janet's mother, smelling a rat, sent the family solicitor to investigate, a tearful Frank confessed the awful truth. His wife of 10 years had turned into a monkey after scoffing too many ice gems.
What are you talking? Am I on drugs now?
Maybe.
Could you slip me another antihistamine?
I did. Frank, 35, of Ipswich, Suffolk, decided to speak out in the pages of this newspaper after local gossips began suggesting something sinister had happened to Janet.
Sunday Sport.
You don't know.
Yeah.
The tearful bank worker said, "I love Janet with all my heart and it's terrible to see her trapped in that little monkey body. Sorry about the smell, by the way, it's just the drains.
Oh my God.
I told her she was eating too many ice gems, but I had no idea it would turn her into a chattering simian. Don't look in the cupboard under the stairs, please."
Is there a link between ice gems and monkeys that I've missed? No, I
Don't think so.
It's not like an advertising campaign.
No, I did think was there a link, but I don't think there is.
No.
I'll never forget coming home to find her like that. I'd been to B&Q to get a shovel and a saw and some sheets of polythene.
Right.
When I came home, there was a monkey sitting in the living room watching Money for Nothing. That was Janet's favourite daytime show, and that's how I knew it was her.
Yeah.
My wife had turned into a monkey. How is a marriage supposed to... How is a marriage supposed to survive that?
Yeah.
By the way, do you know if it's illegal to have a bonfire in your back garden? Tara Jones, an 18-year-old friend of the family who is currently living at Frank's house to help him deal with the trauma, said it's an absolute mystery. Frank's naturally sick with worry. The 34D blonde added, but I think Frank knows I'm here for him.
Yeah.
Heartbroken Frank says he can't face filing in the paperwork for a wild animal license that would allow him to keep Janet at home. He despaired, I'll try and get her into a wildlife park.
Right. Has he been shagging the wife monkey?
No, I think he's probably been shagging the 34D blonde 18-year-old that's been living with him. I think, anyway, but I wouldn't like to speculate. But yeah, so life is crazy, is what I'd say to that. Life can go in many different directions.
Yeah.
You just never know what you're going to come home to from being
cute. Life is like a box of chocolates.
Exactly. Just like that. Full of ice gems and monkeys. Crazy, crazy shiz. So that's it for this week's episode. Thank you so much for joining us. Welcome new listeners. Welcome old listeners.
Yeah.
And young.
Not young. We don't like you.
No, it makes us feel old. So if you would like to speak to, if you would like to get in touch with us, excuse me, on social media, then you can by finding us on Twitter and Instagram at IRL_UK_podcast. We love to hear from you. And also you can get in touch with us on Facebook. Just search for IRL UK podcast in the search bar. But we'll also be posting updates about the podcast, and we'll be putting up pictures and silly musings and memes and whatnot.
And let us know if you've ever eaten too many ice gems and turned into a monkey.
I love ice gems. Do you remember they brought those chocolate ones out?
I don't like them.
The chocolate ones were good.
Really?
Yeah, they're just like chocolate on top of the biscuit. They weren't really like weird
just
sugary. It was just a small chocolate biscuit, yeah. Bit annoying, actually. But yeah, please do get in touch with us if you've got anything to say. If you'd like to wish Rhiannon Godspeed with the rest of her pregnancy, because she really is having a horrible time. This better be fucking worth it.
Oh, imagine if it's a really annoying baby.
Oh, it's going to be sad. No, I'm sure it'll be fine. With you and Thomas' parents, it'll probably get adopted anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks for listening. It's been an absolute blast, and we'll speak to you next week. How's that for you?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.